With the candidates separated by the smallest of margins and essentially tied in the polls, nationally and in key battleground states, including right here in Arizona, the Circle of Jerks presidential jerk-off starts right now. This is a Rain Man digital news special marking one of the most consequential moments in this campaign. Good evening. I am Bobby D, and thank you for joining us tonight for the Circle of Jerks presidential jerk-off. I want to welcome viewers watching on YouTube and listeners tuning in from around the world for tonight's meeting, which could be the most pivotal event of the candidates' campaign, with Election Day now less than a month away. Topics and questions have not been shared with the campaign, and each candidate will have 2 minutes to respond. No pre-written notes are allowed. There is no audience present tonight in the Hall of Wonders. This is an intimate setting between our two candidates. Welcome, Ryan.
How are you tonight?
Welcome, Steven.
Hello, everyone.
Any opening statements that you would like to make before we start, Ryan?
I just want my fellow Americans to know that my policies that I'm going to discuss tonight, I have had a forthright to think about, and I really, really can't wait to elaborate on some of the things that I plan to do if I become president.
When you say forthright, do you mean going in a circle? Because the forthright gets you back to wherever you are.
I was using big words that I don't understand.
As usual.
Steven.
Yes.
Do you have anything, opening statements you would like to get out?
It'll become pretty clear, I think, by the end of tonight's debate, who the clear choice will be in this upcoming election.
Yes, it's going to be neither of us.
And I just hope the American people watching tonight really pay close attention to what's said by both of us and make wise choices. Because our future for our country.
All right, that's 2 minutes, isn't it? Okay.
Oh. It's 2 minutes for every girl you've been with, but that was only like 36 seconds.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do with the other 30 seconds, okay?
And this is what will happen.
Apologize.
Throughout the entire debate. This is exactly what will happen.
What, you're going to make a point that doesn't make any sense?
No, that you're going to interrupt. You're going to interrupt.
Don't make me shut off your microphone. That is always an option. Ryan, please allow candidate Steven allowed amount of time to speak before you cut in.
Okay.
But keep cutting in because it's funny. Steven, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
And Ryan, you'll have a chance to rebut after it's done.
Fake news.
If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your term as a president, would you choose pizza or tacos? And why should America care about your actual choice?
You know, I'm an equal opportunity foodie. I believe all food should be treated equally. And everybody loves, I know, I love to eat the taco. However, you know, if I'm choosing what's in my heart of hearts, it's got to be pizza, because no matter how bad a pizza might be or how shitty it may taste, it's still pizza.
It's better than the bad taco you ate.
Yeah, correct. And you can have pizza literally any meal of the day, whether it's cold or it's warm. You really don't want a taco that's too cold, and you don't want a taco that's too warm.
Or dry.
Too moist, too dry. Tacos can be dry. You know, they can be cheesy. But pizza has just the right amount of cheese.
Okay.
And I prefer pizza, and I think the American people prefer it as well.
All right. Ryan, you have your opportunity to weigh in on this topic.
It is universally known that me and my competitor don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but we're starting off this debate on something that I have to agree with him on. Pizza is a meal that you can have, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I think, now, don't get me wrong, Taco Tuesday is fantastic. But it's only Tuesday. Pizza literally can be enjoyed every day of the week, every day that's ends and Y. And the American people should care about my choice, our choice, actually. I'm speaking for my competitor here.
Our choice.
This is probably never happens. But pizza just is good any time of the day.
Well, follow-up question for Steven first.
Oh,
I love
a follow-up. If you had to choose a brand of pizza, what would that brand be?
Ooh, Are we relegating this to only chains or, you know, local?
We're going for presidential elections, so we want to make sure we cover as many people as possible.
So let's
go with the chain.
The chain. So if I had to choose a chain, every time I'm going to choose Pizza Hut.
Wow.
Deep dish. Not the deep dish. What's the pan? You
pan
know,
pizza.
You remember the personal pans you used to get with the bucket? And I like those because it encourages reading, and I think educating our youth is a good thing. And so, tying that Pizza Hut promotion with bucket and the future of our country and the youth of our country, I think that's what I would choose.
And that right there, folks, is where we differ in opinion, okay?
I can't read.
One, reading is not important, okay? I don't know what he's talking about on that one. Two, book it was a waste of time. I never, ever, ever finished a book, so I never...
So you never got free pizza?
Yeah, so that's why I don't like Pizza Hut. I never had it. So honestly, if I had to choose pizza and what brand, and this would be quite controversial, actually. Quite controversial. I'm choosing Little Caesars, and here's why. One, it's cheap. Two, if you order it fresh, and if you order it fresh by meaning actually get it out of your car and your fat ass in there and order it correctly, it's really, really good. Now, if you get a hot and ready, which has never failed me at $5, $6 now or whatever they are, it hasn't failed me. It still tastes like cardboard. But, I don't know if you know this, Steve, because you probably haven't had Little Caesars in a very long time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have a stuffed crust pizza now. And if you order it fresh, it blows away Pizza Hut stuffed crust. And that is not a joke. And I will say this, my closing statement about Little Caesars. It's cheap. It's good. It's never failed you. You're hungry.
Now, can I just add one little thing?
Nope, you're done.
To my competitor here for the world stage. It doesn't shock me that you would like something hot and ready.
So, to sum up the question there, we have Steven who is picking his pizza based on educational value and taste, and Ryan based on the economy of the U.S. and taste. Ryan, I'm going to start with you with this next one.
Okay.
We're going to go to gun control.
Great.
With mass shootings on the rise, what is your plan for gun control?
Yeah, I don't have one. I am a firm believer in that.
Do you not believe in mass shootings?
They don't exist. No. Personally speaking, I've never been in one. I've never been around one or in one. But I will say this. You're the worst moderator of all time.
Sorry.
Are you fact-checking any of this?
Yes, I fact-check everything. That's why I'm butting in. That's what I am. I'm unbiased fact-checker.
Yeah, unbiased. I have to, this is my, obviously my personal opinion only, but gun control or guns in general, let's just have a hypothetical thing here. Let's say this is a gun. I set it on the table. Mass shoot someone. Shoot somebody. Why have you not shot everyone sitting in here, gun? Case in point.
So your answer is getting rid of the people.
How would you do that, mass shootings?
Everything comes full circle, just like a pizza.
Oh, well, some pizzas are square.
Those are dumb pizzas.
Steven, what do you believe on this topic?
So, as with our first topic, surprisingly enough, my opponent here and I are quite aligned on this topic in that it's better to have one and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Mm-hmm. Some say that about a penis. That's a different topic altogether.
That's probably one of the questions down later.
I don't know. They weren't shared with us beforehand.
That's true.
Okay. So we are pretty level there on gun control. Wow. Ryan just wants to get rid of people. And Steven is okay with just everybody having guns.
The more the merrier.
Yeah. If everybody's threatened to get shot, nobody will get shot.
Yeah.
Kind of like nukes work.
It used to work. You know, if you watch movies like Tombstone, it seemed to work.
Is this part of your 2 minutes, competitor?
It's fine.
Yeah. I think I'm still within the clock.
Okay. I guess I just choose to do 30-second answers instead of...
That's common, I heard.
I said answers, not actions.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, Steven, back to you.
Yeah.
If you could choose one superhero power to help you run the country, what would it be and how would it improve your chances in this election?
Well, you know, I think given the divisiveness in our country today, you know, it's tough out there. We're very divided as a population, not just here in the U.S., but globally. And I think if I was going to really get elected and unify everyone, I'm going to have to go with the powers that Professor Xavier had. And I would just force everybody to make good decisions.
But Professor X, and I'm fact-checking here, only could control mutants.
That's not my understanding, because in the film, he changed Moriarty's...
Are we going film or are we going comics?
Well,
lore are we going with
He could
here?
Wipe Moriarty's memory. Yeah, I think telepathy, whether it's Professor X's version or not, I think telepathy...
Terrible.
To help people make better decisions in life and make good choices, like not voting for my opponent.
Awful, awful use of your
superpower. Ryan, Steve's going to use his mental telepathy for tyranny.
I didn't say tyranny.
Yeah, sounded pretty much tyrannical to me.
I mean, you basically said you're going to make everybody think my way and make better decisions.
So you basically said your way or the highway. So.
But there'll be guns.
Ryan, same question to you. What superpower would you use and why?
You know, if you asked me this question 4 years ago when I ran for this... this presidential debate, I probably would have said Homelander's powers, but I've changed in the last 4 years.
What are Homelander's powers for the people uneducated?
If you don't watch The Boys, he's basically Superman, but just with a shittier mind. He has laser eyes. He can fly. He's invulnerable to basically everything. And there is no kryptonite. And I probably would have lasered people and made them
correct the vision.
Yeah. But I've changed.
Oh, you've changed.
I've changed.
What has changed in those last 4 years for you?
Well, things have happened in my life, and I think
now you're more like the deep.
I don't need to be shooting, you know, octopus everywhere. No, what I thought about, and I thought about this very, very hard. I probably
like wiener wise.
Have you ever heard of the character the Scarecrow? I would use fear toxins.
Fear.
And what I would do is I would scare everyone into not voting for my competitor here. Because one, he already is going to have telepathy powers, but I'm going to make him look like the worst person, thing, creature on the planet with my fear toxin. And, you know, I'm just going to scare people into where he's just going to make them do it. I'm going to scare them into doing it. So,
okay. So both your answers are basically manipulating the public into doing whatever you want. One based on mind control, the other one based on fear.
Sure. We're really good kids.
Wait, isn't that how it is right now in real life?
Everybody's scared of something.
It's weird. These candidates are awfully familiar. I mean, my competitor is awfully familiar.
Okay. Ryan, to you.
Mm-hmm.
If elected, what kind of pet would you bring to the White House and what would their name be? Would they be a better negotiator than you?
So I'm the president. If I get elected, obviously, and sworn in.
You know what you're running for, but yes.
I don't know the president of what, but...
The president of Rain Man.
Oh, perfect. Okay. The first day I'm sworn in, I'm bringing a tiger. I think a tiger is magical. It's very powerful animal, and it shows that I'm a powerful person, that I have an exotic animal as a pet. Would it be a better negotiator? You don't fuck with a tiger. So I feel like, yeah, I think it would be better than me. I just have it sit in the room and scare the shit out of people.
What kind of tiger are we looking for here?
Oh, it would absolutely be a Bengal tiger.
Okay. It's an interesting thing. Are those endangered?
I'm not familiar if they are. I'd have to Google that and see if they are endangered. You know, but it could be a rescue tiger.
A rescue tiger.
Sure, yeah.
You get those down at the pound.
No, I my friend Joe Exotic would actually have it for me. Yeah.
Rescuing Joe Exotic's tigers. Oh, very noble of you.
If I become president, he would get a full pardon.
Yeah, yeah. Would he become your...
No.
No? I'm not even going to let me get out the joke. Anyway.
Nope.
You sure? Like...
No.
All right. Steven, same question to you.
Well, you know... As a cat lover myself, I can appreciate that.
Both you about the pussy.
He-Man over here wants to be the next Tiger King. but, you know, I don't really fancy taking endangered wildlife species and taking them out of their natural habitat and keeping them as pets. But what I do think would be a sign of power and resilience.
A flamingo.
Even though they didn't last as long as they should have, kind of like my opponent, I would have to go with a T-Rex, and I would ride that motherfucker like a dino rider.
I hate to interrupt, but my opponent here is aware that T-Rexes are extinct, correct?
Like allegedly. You find out stuff when you're the president.
You do find out stuff. You get top secret.
Guess what? You're not the president yet, so I'm pretty sure you don't have access.
Jurassic Park is based off a true story.
Yes. Yes. And when
we got to find that old man's cane, and we got this.
And when I get into the deep files.
I fact checked that.
When I get into the deep files of the CIA.
Historian Michael Crichton wrote it.
Yeah. I will find... That,
he spared no expense.
I will find that dino DNA.
Okay.
And I will get our top people to work on. I'm bringing back extinct species. While you're trying to take endangered species on the brink of extinction,
I'm going to bring
species back.
Are you aware, or did you ever watch actually finish Jurassic Park and how that ended?
It'll be fine. Halfway. Everybody will have guns. It'll be fine.
I would assume...
Pizza Hut, dinosaurs, and guns.
Jesus.
My America.
I'm speechless. I knew that when my opponent spoke tonight that I was going to lose brain cells, but I wasn't aware that it was going to be on this.
Hey, no name calling at this moment.
I never said a name. I just said I lost.
You said my opponent and I'm losing brain cells. So obviously you are name calling right now, and we're trying to keep this debate fair.
And balanced.
And balanced.
The worst moderator of all time. What is this,
CBS? One more comment out of your mic's off for 30 seconds. You won't know if it's 2 minutes or an hour or 30 seconds, but it'll be off. All right, Steven. Immigration control, and immigration is always a hot topic for any election. Is the border really an issue?
You know, I thought really long and hard about this. Everyone has an opinion. Again, whether you're here or
check it one more time.
Mm-mm.
Mike.
Steve. Just
shit. Middle of it.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
All right. There we go.
All right. I'm going to re-ask the question.
Probably needs a new XL arm.
All right, Steven.
Yes.
Immigration control is always a hot topic in any election. Is the border really an issue?
So I thought very long and deeply about this very issue. And, you know, it's a topic that's front and center right now with the American people. There's a lot of things being said in mainstream media, and it's not just here in the U.S. Other countries are facing similar issues, and I have to take a global mindset and a global approach to these sorts of topics. You know, they're very challenging. And I'm a man who has always believed that this is one planet. And we are all one species, and I don't believe it's an issue. I think we need to get rid of all borders and just learn to get along. And if you can't get along, well, we have guns.
So Steven sounds like a big fan of Pangea.
Not Pangea.
There's no borders there. It was all one.
It was big, one continent.
New Age Pangea.
I just think we have to step back and appreciate that we only got one planet with a limited, finite amount of resources, and we got to learn to share them and use them wisely.
Are you sure we want to share them? Have you seen where the tribes down in the Amazon got the internet for the first time and allegedly just started whacking off?
I mean, I understand why. They've lived a rough life off the grid.
I think his mic took shit there again.
Bad again.
I don't know.
Yo, say something. Oh.
Right now.
Check, check.
All right. So we'll move on to Ryan. Same question. Is the border an issue?
Well, first of all, my opponent is delusional. The border is an absolute issue. I would also like to bring attention to my opponent's nationality. I've asked him numerous times to show his birth certificate so we know exactly where he's from. He has failed to produce his birth certificate. We're not sure if he's from here, Switzerland, Germany.
I'm pretty sure you can't run for president unless you're a citizen.
Exactly. And I have my birth certificate.
A natural citizen.
Yes. Like and he fails to produce his birth certificate, which leads me to understand why you had your turn. Don't try to say anything. Which leads me to why he would want to open all the borders. Because if it sounds like someone who isn't truly American, he wants to open all the borders for everyone to come into the country because he has guns. He has guns that he can stop you from being a bad person.
You have guns too.
I know. Shut up, moderator.
I'm just fact checking.
I was on something here.
Okay, go.
God damn.
Just fact checking.
I've got less guns than he does. He's more guns than I do.
Oh, well, you have more fake guns.
Yeah, mine don't shoot any people.
Just eyes out.
Shooting people. I truly believe that the border is a problem, and there are ways to fix it. Now, I don't know what those ways are just yet, but there are ways to fix it. And I think the first thing that I would do if I were elected president of the glorious United States is
of
I would
Rain Man.
Of Rain Man. Sorry, I forgot to. I would come up with those ideas to fix the border issue. Mainly the southern border. That's usually where we have an issue. For some reason, our northern border and our northern brethren, our northern brethren don't really have an issue. And we don't get a lot of them coming across and murdering people. So,
you sound like a Kamala ad.
I'm flipping characters.
Okay? I got you.
All right.
Go ahead.
I first would, really like my competitor to, or my opponent to show his birth certificate so we know exactly where he's from, Germany. And I think once I'm elected, I will take care of the border. Not the northern one, but obviously the southern one.
Okay. So Ryan, when it comes down to it, you are a world traveler who has been shopping for brides for quite some time. How will your border situation affect your personal relationships if you choose to close the borders like this?
First of all, my
never shopped.
My personal life has nothing to do with my presidential run. Second, I'm the president. I can do whatever I want. So if I want to fly her in, I can fly her in. Immigration's horse shit anyways.
Okay.
So I have to respond to this.
Go ahead.
I have to. So, what I heard here was somebody that is going to bypass any kind of rules and just bring in whoever they want after accusing me of not being a citizen and not producing a birth certificate. And I just take issue with that, knowing that
you would
part of my plan was to bring back an extinct species, potentially many, and
of people
of potentially. I mean,
I don't think we need any more Neanderthals.
Sky's the limit, but dinosaurs tend to keep out undesirable
dinosaur border people. Control.
Correct. And while I think people should be able to roam freely about this earth, part of the challenge for anybody roaming any borders, whether it's our borders or otherwise, will be to overcome the challenges of T-Rexes.
So let me get this straight. You are advocating a border control by dinosaurs.
That is correct.
Is this basically an American Gladiator T-Rex type?
If they can get past Jurassic Park, you can be in the country.
Yes.
I've heard of Darwinism, but holy shit.
So I'm trying to bring
it sounds like
back.
Steven, our candidate Steven, is creating Jurassic Park, and Ryan is trying to create Weinstein Island because he's just going to fly in anybody he wants and do whatever he wants.
Whoa!
Look, I'm fact-checking.
I am going to get you fired from your moderating. Check. That is not a fact-check.
That's a fact. Weinstein invited people to the island to do whatever they want, and Steven wants to do Jurassic Park. facts.
That's copyright. I still think the American people should ask my opponent to produce his birth certificate before he ever pumps out Jurassic Park or spares no expense to build a park.
I think we both should be displaying legitimate birth certificates.
Oh, there's no question. I am all American.
Are you sure? Because the cultural appropriation on your body says differently.
I like art. Says the guy that has just as many tattoos as I do.
Yes, but mine are all written by white dudes.
Right. Got a regular Michelangelo over here.
Yeah.
It's better than a VW tattoo.
Oh, now we're going on. He just got sad. Don't worry, he has a wizard also.
God damn.
Whose turn is it? I've lost.
I believe it was mine.
I think it is.
Oh.
My opponent's turn.
If you were a star in a reality show while in office, what would it be called? And what would your first drama be that you know? In office.
Well, I mean, this entire debate, I think I've made it pretty clear the stage that I'm setting. It would absolutely be an American Gladiators with Jurassic Park dinosaurs. I think, overseeing a park that's the size of, on a global scale, it's one thing to have it as Isla Nublar. I mean, that's cute. I have bigger visions and bigger plans. You know, you mentioned Pangaea, and it's an interesting thought. But it'll be even more interesting to see what kind of dinosaurs we can bring back that can transcend large distances. And really, they act almost as like a global police force. And it'll be really cool to sit
Dino Riders.
In the White House, I'll be able to sit and kind of keep an eye on things. You know, we have satellites that have beautiful, high resolution, 16K video, and we'll be able to watch this and stream it live. It'll almost be like the Hunger Games. I'm kind of thinking about how ancient Rome had the Gladiator Arena. Imagine that on a global scale where every Thursday night you could tune in and watch live streaming of people surviving from my dino future.
All right.
Not once in your incoherent rambling did you come up with any type of thought that made any sense about reality TV. We are all dumber for you of saying that.
On a global scale of reality TV, it's never been done before. It'll change the face of television.
It sounds like Steven's trying to make a worldwide change with his dinosaur.
He does realize that he's running for the president of Rain Man, which doesn't have much power.
We don't have any borders either.
I would challenge my opponent to think more broadly and more bigly about
bigotly? No, I can't
bigly
think.
Bigly.
Oh, bigly. You mean larger.
It's
think
bigly.
Larger.
About the potential of the future.
Hmm.
Ryan, what would your reality show be while in office? And
have you
what
ever
would your first big drama be?
Have you ever seen the show, the hit, amazing reality TV show called Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Well, that's what my reality TV show.
I'm so sure you're going to go Japanese game show on us.
Yeah, you thought. My cultural appropriation.
Jersey. So now you're stealing from the Italians.
My first big drama in my reality TV show would be me flying people into the, to my,
Weinstein Island.
I wasn't going to say Weinstein Island. I wasn't going to say that. Stop putting words in my mouth. That's not what moderators do.
He's even wearing white, I'd like to add.
Didn't know that that was...
The white parties. It's a
his best friend, Diddy.
Diddy did white parties, and that's where all the sex things happen. That'll be a different show, different topic.
Sorry, I don't...
I think it's important to point these things out about my opponent.
Yeah. Do you think he greases up his body before he comes through with baby oil?
I'm pretty confident he does.
Makes his muscles glisten.
You look good. You look good.
So your reality show would be Jersey Shore and your controversy would be flying people in.
Yeah. I mean, look, as much as I love the grandiose ideas that my opponent has, one, he's not that rich. So I don't know how he's pulling off these fucking crazy, amazing.
I'm also surprised being rich wasn't one of your guys' superpowers.
I guess I didn't think of that as
well. Part of my plan that we didn't get to talk about really was the economy, and I'm just going to tax the hell out of rich people.
Wow, there you go. There you have it, America. Yeah, my reality TV is simple. His is ridiculous and over the top, and clearly he's going to tax the hell out of the American people to get his way.
Rich people. I'm going to help the little guy.
Oh, yeah? And I would challenge my opponent.
Rich people
here? Where's your cutoff?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of a mil five. Anything a mil five a year and over, you're getting taxed.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, you have anything to say about that?
I don't have a rebuttal to that one.
You're like, I'm okay.
I'm okay with that one.
Okay.
That one, him and I see eye to eye on that one, and I commend him for that, because I would probably do the same thing.
So let's move on to our next question.
It's my turn, right?
Yes. Ryan?
Yes.
Diplomacy is a big part of being a presidential candidate.
I don't know what that word means, but okay.
If aliens landed on Earth and you were the first human they were to encounter, what would your opening line be?
Want to fuck? Want some fuck? There's different ways to say it. Look, I am a firm believer in if aliens landed and they were look like Gamora, we'd have, I probably would want to fuck.
What if they didn't understand you? Are you like, is this a forcible action? Or are we just, this is your opening line?
Oh, it's
line?
Definitely not a forcible action. Okay. This is an alien. This is, you know, we've got to treat them. They could burn the whole fucking world down, right? Like, got to treat them with some diplomacy, whatever that word means, and make sure that they feel comfortable. Now, if they are here to hurt us,
it's not want to fuck.
Let's roll back to question number two. And that's where the gun control issue comes back into play, because I will burn some aliens down if we have to.
They just came into my ear, not the aliens.
Wait,
but,
who came in your ear?
The voices.
Did he?
Yes. Kevin Smith said he wanted that line back about fucking aliens because Jay Muse said it in a movie first.
He did.
Oh, he did. Yeah, well, you know what, Kevin?
I'm just saying that's what came in the audio in my ear.
Not Kevin, are you watching right now, Kevin? Go fuck yourself. How about that?
That's aggressive.
Yes.
Procreation with the species is your diplomacy of how you're going to show your love is by giving them the worst 30 seconds of their life and never wanting to come back to this planet.
Yeah, probably. I have no rebuttal to that.
I mean, it's exciting. It's new. We all come quick. I'm not judging you.
Hey, I know what I like.
Gamora.
I would come real quick for that one.
It's going to be Zoidberg that comes down.
Then definitely my first questions are not going to be want some fuck.
Steven, same question to you. If aliens landed on Earth and you were the first human they interacted with.
Answer this correctly.
What would your opening line be?
You know, I
Nope, hold on. All right, go ahead.
I wouldn't approach them the same way as my opponent and assume that coitus was the thing that they would be looking for. I would actually extend your my cock? Arm out to them, my hand.
Your baby arm?
And I would actually look at them and say, welcome back. As a fellow Anunnaki, you're home again.
What kind of what kind of sushi is Anunnaki?
I don't know. I've never had it. Anunnaki.
Well, since you were so big on my birth certificate, then so let's just get all the cards out on the table. I am a descendant of the Anunnaki. I am not of this world.
Can we explain what an Anunnaki is? Is that for Mork and Mindy?
It is not. It is not Nanu Nanu.
Is that from aliens?
I think well-educated Book It kids out there know who the Anunnaki is.
Just so you know, there are no well-educated Book It kids left.
And they're familiar
they all with, died of with cholesterol the ancient, from Pizza Hut.
They're familiar with the ancient cuneiform tablets from Mesopotamia. And if you had done well in your Book It studies, maybe you would know about the Anunnaki.
You know, so much smarter than us sometimes.
Can the moderator please fact check whatever the fuck he's saying?
I don't know how to spell Anunnaki.
the American people are aware, my opponent basically just admitted to not being from America. So I think he should immediately be dismissed from this debate. Because he's an anus knuckle. I don't know what it is. He's knocking anuses,
I encouraged you previously to think bigger, broader, did I not?
You sound really pretentious right now.
Well, you know.
It's the biggest word Ryan knows.
I do know that.
I fact checked that.
I do know that one.
I'm trying to take the human race and species forward.
I looked up Anunnaki and it said nothing in English. I still don't know how to spell.
The rest of the debate is him Googling Anunnaki.
I feel like I should know that. It's a wrestling move. It's a finisher. Steven, I believe you are next.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Jesus.
If you could,
what a farce this.
If you could time travel to any point in history and give advice to the past president, who would it be? And what snack would you bring for your journey?
Ooh, travel at any point in time.
I'm going to steal this question. I can steal, right?
Sure. Let's go ahead and steal it. You guys get one steal.
I need to add this for real.
How awesome would that be?
Ryan's using his presidential steal.
Throw a little flag. I'd like to steal this question. I actually have the perfect one to do. Oh. I would travel back and go to Ford's Theater, and I would whisper in Abraham Lincoln's ear to duck.
Mm. It's okay to be gay. Oh, that's not what you're whispering in
his
ear.
That's not what you're whispering. I thought that was the JFK. It wasn't Lincoln.
What? Lincoln's gay.
I thought JFK was gay.
No, Lincoln used to sleep in bed with men.
So we had two.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Again, I'd tell him to duck.
You give him quotes like they're going to, the Lincoln family's going to sue us. you just air quoted like the presidential for the, what, fucking, what's 15th, 16th president's going to come after us?
I'm just saying, it's a legend.
Okay. So you're going to whisper to Lincoln to duck.
Yep. I'm going to tell him to duck and I'm going to forever change.
But what snack are you going to bring along the ride?
Oh, that's easy. White cheddar Cheez-Its. Those are the best. Mm,
I thought you were going to go with Skittles or anything else you've chewed in my ear for the last 12 years on air.
I had a Rice Krispie treat before I got here.
Oh. Okay. Good use of your steel. Steven, back to you. The original questions.
I don't get another steal. That's the only one.
No, you only get one steal. We only got two questions left after this anyways. Calm
maybe
down.
I want to steal one of them.
You get the answer both times. You just got to go first.
So I'm assuming you're talking an American president, right?
No, he's talking about a Zanzibar's president.
Isn't that where Freddie Mercury was from?
I don't know, is it? Fact checker.
Back checking. Freddie Mercury. Definitely gay.
Definitely had AIDS.
So if I was to go back to any point in U.S. history to an American president and give him some past advice, I would have to sit down with Thomas Jefferson and really ask that.
Freddie Mercury was born in Zanzibar. Good poll.
Wow.
And would ask that they be a lot more thoughtful and articulate with some of these amendments so that they were much more clear.
Like which?
On the boundaries
of gun control.
Of gun control. I want some clarity. I would also, as a snack, you know.
He would bring himself.
No, but you're not far off. I would bring Kate Beckinsale.
Because again, my opponent and I agree on one thing in this statement, and I would love to have Kate Beckinsale as a snack.
Imagine you're signing that Declaration of Independence.
And she's there in her Celine costume.
And she's there in Celine. Oh. Or even modern day Kate Beckinsale. Either way, that man would have never seen anything like that in his entire life. And I think because of me bringing him such a wonderful snack to enjoy consensually, then
it's for history, babe.
Exactly. Imagine how much better things could have been throughout the ages of our country with just a little bit more clarity of
and
mind.
A little more pussy.
Clarity of mind from cleaning out the pipe.
God damn it.
American history written by eating the pussy of a British woman.
I mean,
I'm just fact checking here.
Love that. Talk about putting it right in there. 1776.
Why'd you just snort like you got a coke habit?
You guys don't know what I've been doing lately.
Snorting Rice Krispies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's how you get.
Oh fuck.
All right. Ryan.
That's how you get the crispy, you know, into the bloodstream.
Yeah, correct? I know, man. I know.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go back to growing up.
Mm.
Okay, Ryan?
Yeah, I had a great
job.
Have
you done it yet?
last week before you became a man, what was your favorite childhood toy? And how has it shaped your approach to politics? It's going to be a gun thing again, Jesus Christ.
Actually, my favorite childhood toy goes back to the immigration control.
Oh, dinosaurs?
And my favorite childhood toy, which I actually still own, was the original Tyrannosaurus Rex toy that had the... pressed the side and his mouth open and he roared. My favorite toy of all time. I still own it. I actually have it somewhere in storage. And it shaped my world and my political view to be powerful, like a T-Rex. And even though my opponent and I have similar thought processes on dinosaurs and Jurassic Park, I feel like my outlook is a little bit more grounded. My opponent wants you to believe that he can build a park, and he wants you to believe that he can set up dinosaurs to be your border control, which is a farce. I would rather take the mentality, or therefore the brain size, of a T-Rex, because that's basically what I have.
Yes, you do.
Fact checked, true.
And what I would like to do is apply that brain power to helping the American people seize the American dream.
With their tiny little arms?
Touché. But that is my favorite toy, and it has shaped my approach into politics to be fierce and not too smart.
Or to believe in things that can never exist. Okay, cool.
Yes.
You don't know how, like, I've tried to keep my shit together. So, Steven, same question. Favorite childhood toy, and how has it shaped your approach to the politics?
So I have to first address my opponent's childhood toy. I was actually quite shocked that it wasn't his mother's dildo. There's so many things that would aggressive. Lead me to believe that that would have been the favorite toy. But
that's her favorite toy. It's a totally different topic.
Oh, be that as
it's
it may.
It's weird because my second favorite toy was your mother's dildo. It's crazy how that works.
My favorite childhood.
Suck the flavor right off of it.
Oh, God. My favorite childhood toy is without a doubt my vintage Return of the Jedi biker scout, which I still have, much like you, and speeder bike. And it really shaped my approach to politics because it gave me the foresight and the vision to really understand what steps needed to be put into motion for my new empire. And with the dinosaur reality TV keeping people distracted and my mind control powers, I think I can make everybody's lives so much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Not sure what a biker scout has to do with mind control powers, but you know.
I'm stringing multiple answers together to paint my vision of the future.
Okay.
Sounds like Apocalypse. Not the character.
Steven, it's our last question of the debate.
Yes, sir.
What is a secret talent that you have that would surprise voters? And how could it be useful in the office?
Well, you know, there once was a president of the United States, and he got into some big trouble. And there was a dress involved, and it was a huge scandal in the late 90s.
Wait, you can do laundry?
And
he's very good at folding clothes.
I am. You know, I really am.
He's
going
to help you in office.
And
that's your secret talent.
And that's, you know, he's a great moderator. I don't know why you criticize him so much, but he's actually quite good at it. Because he's absolutely correct.
He clearly fed you the questions before him.
My obsessive compulsive disorder.
Disorder.
Disorder. And that my keen attention to detail will make sure that we are always, always on track. And we are always making good decisions, the right choices, balancing decisions.
So Steven has turned his disability into his own superpower.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Ryan, same question.
I'm not sure how my opponent thinks turning his sink off 17 times or relocking the door 42 times is going to help the American people.
Now, and what about Bob over
OCD?
Here?
But
I'm a sailor. I sail.
But to answer the question for myself, my secret talent that, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know about me,
drive fast, turn left.
I also turn right as well.
I forgot you're one of them drivers.
I'm an ambi turner.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Huh.
You
also have a handicap.
Speaking of handicaps, that's actually my special talent. I am a scratch golfer. And one of the things that I will devote to the American people is that I will take holidays and go play golf. And, you know, I'll fuck off. And I'll let my vice president take care of the things that, you know, I don't need to.
So your secret talent that is on any PGA website is that you are a scratch golfer.
It's secret. You didn't know that. You didn't know that. You didn't fact check. He didn't fact check that.
I did. No. I looked it up on the Grint.
I have a real secret talent, but that's just something that I don't.
Yeah, he can fuck himself in his own ass.
How's your short game?
Very good, Mr. Meeseeks. Thank you for asking.
Ryan, I'm going to let you open up with closing statements to close out the debate.
I just really want to reiterate to the American people that, one, my opponent has these grandiose ideas about building parks and dinosaurs. And I want to remind them that he still has not shown us his birth certificate. Also, I would like to remind the American people that my opponent basically said that he is from outer space as an anal bum cover. Not sure what that is. Still trying to figure that out.
Your mother's a hole.
He said something about anal. I know that. And
pretty sure he just said he's from the same family as The Rock, the Anuai family.
So he's Samoan. Oh, he's Samoan. Okay, that makes sense. He looks very Samoan if you've seen my opponent. But I also want to reiterate to the American people that, you know, my issues on pizza versus tacos, gun control, my superpower, you know, the pet that I would choose, my immigration control ideas, and, you know, also my alien diplomacy stand for themselves.
And Weinstein Island.
And I think they stand for themselves, and I think they reflect what the American people want.
Okay.
You know, would you rather have dinosaurs running amok in our world? Or would you rather have...
You don't even remember.
I forgot what I said earlier, but you can go back and rewind.
You wanted a tiger.
Tiger, that's right. I would have a tiger, and my superpower would be...
You would basically be the king of Aladdin.
Yes. So just to reiterate that... I don't
remember Jasmine's dad's name, but that's what I was going with.
That guy was a loser anyways. He was fat. And... Sultan guy, fat guy with the beard. And yeah, so my opponent sucks. My opponent sucks.
Okay. In closing, the opponent sucks. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank
Steven,
you.
Now your chance for closing statements.
You know, I've tried to always take the high ground in any kind of debate, even though my opponent always takes the low ground and goes with these low blows. But I think I've made it pretty clear that
sometimes you got to punch at the ankle to hit Steve's balls.
having the ability to think about the future, think big, have plans and visions of a better future, a better tomorrow. I think that speaks volumes to my character and the fact that I'm going to try to improve life for not just Americans, but all humans on this planet. As my people come back, we become one. We will become star people. And it will be amazing. And everyone will be so happy and so full of spoils. And I mean, dinosaurs, bro. Like, it's your favorite childhood toy. You're probably your favorite childhood movie. And I'm trying to give you a piece of your childhood back. And you blaspheme me.
And what are you, a religious person now?
You'll see when my people get here.
Your anal bum covers? Can't wait.
Yeah. The Anunnakis.
The Anunnaki. We'll be back.
I'm sure they will.
All right. Jesus. That'll close out the first ever Rain Man Digital Circle of Jerks presidential jerk-off. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, America.
Thank you, Ryan.
God bless America.
All right, now we're going to do a real show for the last 10 minutes, because this is basically what a presidential fucking debate is.
At this point,
I had two dudes up here that had nothing to say about anything. And I've watched the debates. I've seen all these political ads that are out there, and I still don't know what people are running on. And for the last 53 minutes, I just had my boys do the same exact thing. We don't know what anybody's running on. At this point, when we do our next show, I will have our 11-year-old political correspondent, Harley Quinn, on, and she will tell you everything she knows about the presidential election because they are targeting her with YouTube ads.
Jesus.
And so it is amazing that we have like all this political discourse and separation and all these things that are going on in the real world. And none of these presidential candidates have said shit.
The thing that really makes me laugh is that there are people out there right now, in the United States, that hang on every word that whatever politician says.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you guys right now, they don't give a fuck about you. All they care about is making money, staying in office, and fucking doing whatever the fuck they want. And not care about your issues, and they'll say whatever they need to get you to vote for them.
It goes deeper than that, though. It's not just that they don't care because they're carving things up and getting rich. It's that they're not running the show. It's the ultra-wealthy and ultra elite and the corporations. All the politicians are puppets once they get in. They may come in with an altruistic belief.
Gung-ho or, that I'm going to make a difference.
Right, or a vision. But it doesn't take very long before that's gone and the reality sinks in. And it's been like that.
It's been like that for hundreds of years, dude.
Forever.
And I work for a major corporation, and you can donate money that'll help the cause. Yep. That goes to political things.
Ditto.
And it's just one of those things that you hear this kind of shit. And then you watch ads like that are on TV and YouTube that's like, Kamala Harris is allowing transgender prisoners to have the surgery. And in my head, I was like, there's less than 1% of the world that's transgender. How many are transgender prisoners? Like, how
point oh 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 oh.
But how is that a topic that means anything in a presidential
why
election?
Why does that matter?
But that's like the rhetoric that side is pushing.
Right.
And then you hear the other side do the same thing, and you're just like, what is that? Like, in the grand scheme of things, what does it matter? Like, you don't get anything out of these people. Like, how is it making it better for us? You guys don't have kids, but for Harley and, you know, whatever she decides to have going forward, there's been nothing out there that makes me go, oh, they're going to only tax the rich, or tax the rich is going to get better breaks and Project 2025. And they're not going to allow this and they're not going to allow that. And all they do is tell you what the other person is doing or going to do, not what they're like,
what they're going to do.
And when they even come up with some sort of coherent point about what they're gonna do, whenever they get elected, they don't do it. And the thing that pisses me off is it's like, I think in the last 3-4 elections, these cycles of social media and people just blasting each other and not living in their own 3-foot circle and worrying about things that they have no fucking control over other than going and punching a fucking ticket and voting for whoever they want to vote for. I don't give a fuck who anybody in this studio votes for. I don't care.
Well, exactly. And again, we are three people who have three different mindsets about how the world should run. And we interact, you know, in little ways, but there's other things that we don't believe in. You guys both know I don't believe in guns at all.
Yeah,
right.
But I also believe in your freedom to have whatever you want. But I'm not going to hate on you guys for
sure.
Whatever you guys believe and whatever you guys say.
That's how it should be.
And that's how it should be. It's not going to ruin my friendship with you. You guys are doing nothing that affects me.
I think what you just said, maybe a more simple way to express it is people, and you said this kind of too, worry about yourself.
Worry about yourself, dude.
Focus on you. Focus on what you need to do to live your best life and stay the fuck out of other people's business. Yep. And that goes for the politicians. Stay the fuck out of people's business. It goes for the ultra elite. Stay the fuck out of people's business.
You work for us.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But they work for the ultra elites. Really, Americans in particular, and I would say this in any other country where there's such division. Yep. We should be banding together as an American populace
and calling bullshit
on all of the politicians and all these rich fucks controlling them and all these corporations controlling them. And it's supposed to be United States, United we stand. And it's not.
It's not.
It's because you guys are divided and focused on stupid shit like Jersey Shore or the Kardashians or the NFL, which is rigged. Like, everything is just a goddamn distraction. Focus on the root problem. We need to come together.
Well, and speaking of like the NFL and stuff, it's always like Taylor Swift has come out and endorsed Kamala Harris.
Who
it's
gives
like,
who a gives shit? A fuck?
Who fucking cares?
What educational thing of Taylor Swift? Nothing wrong with her. Good businesswoman. She does whatever she needs to do. Sure. But it shouldn't affect who people endorse.
Vote for. What kills me about that, and Taylor Swift is just one
of them. Point, I just brought it up because it was like one of those things that came across my phone.
The thing that
right after the debate, came out, it was like to her 268 million followers, Taylor Swift endorses. I'm like, what does that mean?
Dude, here's what blows my mind about that, right? Okay, there are people out there that are literally going to vote based on what Taylor Swift told 100%. Them. And what they don't understand is that when gas prices hit $5 a gallon, and when eggs are $10 for a fucking dozen, she doesn't give a fuck. She has
it doesn't affect her.
Doesn't affect her, so she can say vote for whoever she wants to.
And honestly, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. Those people are just speaking nonsense because they ultimately don't, to your point, care either, because the egg companies are profiteering off all this shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
All this inflation is being caused because of fucking greed, everyone. Greed. That's it. The president can't control these things.
Nope. The president can't control why in the last 20 years our $2.99 Taco Bell three taco meals went from $2.99 to $8.
No, dude. Greed.
And how I graduated college and my first job out of college was $18 an hour. And now you can go work at Chick-fil-A for $17.
You want to fix the problem? And this is going to sound very Fight Club-y. You got to take down Wall Street and BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. Those four institutions, Wall Street obviously is a collective.
That's a hard one, yeah. But yeah.
That's got to be dismantled as we know it. Doesn't mean burn it to the ground Fight Club style, but it means that has got to go away. It can't be the thing that controls.
Yeah.
The other thing that blows my mind, and it's all lobbyists and it's all the oil companies and things like that, is that
everything's an Instagram ad.
Yeah, I mean, like we have alternatives. E85, it's made by corn. It's totally fucking better for your engine. It makes the engine run better, and it's better for emissions. Why the fuck aren't we fucking pushing it?
And that's been around for 20 years,
dude. It's made by corn.
But there's. There are other drawbacks to using corn in such ways. But my point is
there's something there. There is something there that we could look in and we could try to develop.
Just like being a connoisseur of illicit activities, I knew when things were going to get taxed that all of a sudden it'd become legal.
Yeah.
You know, and now weed is okay everywhere.
Sure.
So I don't know if you saw this. Maybe you did, Ryan. It's not the first time this has ever happened, but Ferrari has come out with a new engine. Mm-hmm. It's been making news the last couple of weeks in particular.
I thought it would be a Spanish car company, Mexican, coming out with Elote run cars.
No, Jesus, can you imagine? It's an upside down inverted engine, and the thing runs on water. Okay.
And that guy will be dead.
Ferrari developed this. Yeah, and they're not the first.
Developer will be dead.
They're not the first. A person to come up with
alternative fuels.
But we can do it with water. That's not the problem. If there's money to be made, to Bob's point, they'll be dead.
Yep.
So follow the fucking money, people.
The money, yeah. Tobacco industry lost their money, so they went to weed. When Philip Morris started buying weed farms, you knew weed was going to be legal.
Yep. Follow the money.
And then that's unfortunately how this country runs.
It goes...
And I got to wrap this up because we're getting to our hour and we'll do more political shows after this. But the fact is, I just wanted to do this mock debate to show you how asinine and ludicrous some of the statements that are made, and that our guys can make the same type of comments. And it's no different than what you're hearing from any politician.
It's really not.
Other than the dinosaurs, I haven't heard.
No, because nobody's as cool as we are.
No, he did come up with some cool ideas. I just didn't want
to debate. Anyway, that'll do it for today's Circle of Jerks, our first presidential.
You're fact-checking. That is evidence, right?
Yes. So we will talk to you guys next time. Later.
Bye-bye.